Unit 5, Lesson 3. Focus on reading. Amazing places and facts. Page 78, 1B. People worldwide are different in many ways, but the same kind of custom may be found in different cultures. Body marking is a practice found in many countries around the world and is more common than we think. Take the women from Ethiopia, for example. Although tattoos are considered primitive by many Ethiopians, many Coptic Christians mark their bodies with crosses to show their strong faith. These needle marks are made on the head, around the neck, and down the chest. In Panama, the Kuna Indians live on the isolated island of San Blas. They are known for their body marks and nose rings. The Children of the Moon are highly known for their traditional Mollas cloth panels. Maybe one of the most modern tribes to follow these ancient customs, a group called the Tribe, is located in San Francisco, California. This group leads the modern primitivism movement and has almost 100% of their bodies covered with tattoos. The most impressive form of body markings, however, comes from Burkina Faso, Africa. For many years, scarring has been a form of tribal initiation and a sign of bravery. The markings are made with razor blades, and the painful process starts at puberty and goes on into adulthood. Each tribe has distinctive designs, indicating which village and clan the person is from. To enter the Japanese mafia, a member has to go through an initiation which consists of tattooing the whole body. This process usually takes 2 years to complete. The mythological characters and the colored patterns that form these tattoos are widely admired. Although you might be thinking that you would never do such a thing, we have to remember that it is all a matter of tradition and custom. Surely you might follow a tradition which could be simply terrifying for other people. In the end, what really matters is that these differences are what makes the world such an interesting place.